Freedom, freedom. We are, America is, the home, the land of the brave and the free. Thank God for that. We are lovers of freedom, we Americans are. It is, you could say, in our genes. We inherited that love of freedom from those who founded our great country, who fought against the oppressors more than two centuries ago, and built the foundation for the freedoms we now enjoy today. Give us, we say, with that great statesman and our forefather Patrick Henry, give us that liberty, or if that is taken away, give us death. For there is no real life without freedom, none whatsoever. For us, Americans, our America is in fact exceptional, no matter what others say. So is our way of life and lifestyle. We the people, American citizens, are exceptionally blessed to have lived here. What we celebrate on July 4th, that sacred independence, should in fact be celebrated every day of the year, in my opinion. And we should do so with love and perhaps more so gratitude. We should be grateful for all that we have and for the life we live. We should wear the proud label American wherever we go and raise and champion our great flag, our symbol of freedom, to everyone. And we should take time to honor our great Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Declaration of Independence. We should honor those incredible documents by reading them. Do you do that? By studying their content, understanding the values therein, and resolving, as the authors of those documents did, and our forefathers who protected and preserved our freedoms, to do everything possible to preserve them ourselves. Even the laying down of our lives as they did. Would you do that? For there are so many who would change what we have or radically eliminate it. There are those in the world and even in our very own country with little or no respect for our great founding documents and their principles and what America has been, problems and all, who are determined to fundamentally change all of that and with that change eliminate so many of our freedoms. Are you okay with that? They are the enemy, in my opinion, and they must be stopped, whoever they are, whatever titles they have. We the people, energized and emboldened by our founding documents and our founding fathers, we must make certain, we the people, do what is right for our great country and do it now. We should remember the words of that great statesman, a founding father himself, Benjamin Franklin, who said, when asked, that he and his fellow revolutionaries have given us, Americans, then and now, a republic. A republic. Not a democracy, but a republic. Franklin went on to warn us then and now that this republic was fragile and needed at all times to be protected with vigilance, vigor, and valor. That this republic of the combined United States could never be taken for granted. Never. Do we do that today? Nor could any citizen assume it would go on and on. For freedom, for Franklin and our forefathers, was a precious right that could only be sustained by watchful, involved, and proactive citizens. Are you one of those? We who would live in this free country and enjoy its immense freedoms must at all times be watchmen and watchwomen on the walls. Not talk, not debate, not just discussion, but action, actively working to protect our freedoms and our way of life, willing to die in the fray if necessary. Are you? Are you willing to die for your country? In fact, we Americans are so proud of our country and our freedoms that we are ready at all times to help others in the cause of freedom. And I think that's a good thing. We are ready to sacrifice our own lives for them, as history has shown us doing so many times in years past. Proud Americans at work in the cause of freedom. Witness World War II. One Robert Whiting, an elderly gentleman 83 years young, arrived in Paris by airplane. At French customs, it took him several minutes to locate his passport. The customs officer, with sarcasm and disdain, perhaps typically French, asked Mr. Whiting the following, "You have been to France before, monsieur?" Mr. Whiting answered, yes, he had, And the smart aleck French official replied pompously, "Well, then, you should know enough to have your passport ready." Mr. Whiting then stared this official in the eye and said the following, "The last time I was here, I didn't have to show my passport." To which the French customs official replied, "Impossible! Americans always have to show passports on arrival in France." And Mr. Whiting gave this arrogant Frenchman a long, hard look, and he proudly stated, "Well, when I came ashore at Omaha Beach on D-Day in 1944 to help liberate this country, I couldn't find a single Frenchman to show a passport to." You could have heard a pin drop. God bless America and God bless Mr. Whiting. Well, well said. When in England at a fairly large conference, Secretary of State Colin Powell was asked by the Archbishop of Canterbury if America's plans for Iraq were simply a rationalization for empire building or land grabbing by George W. Bush as American soldiers went to war. Powell simply answered by saying the following, "Over the years, the United States has sent many of its fine young men and women into great peril to fight for freedom beyond our borders. The only amount of land we have ever asked for in return is enough to bury those who did not return." All attending that conference were deadly silent. Well said, Mr. Powell. Well said as a proud American. There was once a conference in France when a number of international engineers were taking part, including French and American. One of the French engineers said the following, "Have you heard the latest dumb stunt Bush, that is President George W. Bush has done? Why, he has sent an aircraft carrier to Indonesia to help the tsunami victims. What does he intend to do, bomb them?" Those in attendance snickered and jeered. That is until an engineer from the Boeing Company in America stood up and proudly stated, "Our aircraft carriers have three hospitals on board that can treat several hundred people. They are nuclear-powered and can supply emergency electrical power to shore facilities. They have three cafeterias, and with that capacity, they are able to feed 3,000 people three meals a day. They can produce several thousand gallons of fresh water from seawater every day. They carry half a dozen helicopters for use in transporting victims and the injured to and from the flight deck. We have 11 such aircraft carriers. How many does France have?" Yes, indeed. How many? And you could have heard a pin drop. And again, a U.S. Naval Admiral was attending a naval conference that included admirals from the United States and England and Canada and Australia and France. Everyone in attendance was conversing in English. Suddenly, a French admiral complained, "The Europeans learn many languages, but Americans, they learn only English." This French admiral arrogantly and pompously said, "Why is it that we always have to speak English in these conferences rather than speaking French?" The American United States naval admiral stood up proudly and replied, "Well, maybe it is because the Brits, the Canadians, the Aussies, and the Americans arranged it so that you would not have to speak German." German. The room was deadly silent. So whether here at home or anywhere abroad, anywhere in the world, it is our privilege, our duty, our passion to protect freedom at every turn. And that freedom means for us and all in the world the fundamental rights, the God-given rights to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. It is our right to live life free with maximum freedom. That is a fundamental, inalienable right. It is our right to live and champion liberty for everyone, everywhere. And it is our right to pursue happiness as we define that as free individuals, to pursue life legally and lovingly as we choose. What a privilege it is to be an American, and may it always be so. But it can only be if we are willing to do anything possible, anything to protect those freedoms, anything. Are you? So now, this Independence Week, culminating in the great day, July 4th, Independence Day, we should honor America, this great country in which we are privileged to live. We should honor all things American, and we should honor our flag as a symbol of who we are and what we believe. There are those who would desecrate or cause to be irrelevant the great stars and stripes. And there was the action of the American Broadcasting Company, ABC, some time ago, which banned the wearing of the American flag. Can you believe that? They banned the wearing of the American flag by their personalities as a lapel pin or otherwise in clothing because the flag, in their view, was controversial and represented the causes of certain conservatives. Absolutely unbelievable. How tragic, how ridiculous, how un-American the actions of the American, are you kidding me, the American Broadcasting Company. There are times when our president, our Congress, our leading citizens simply do not wear or honor the flag or any other symbol of all great things American. And we the people should find all such conduct unacceptable. And we should protest. The greatest form of protest is to protect, preserve, and defend our freedoms and the symbol of those freedoms, the great American flag, the perfect symbol of our independence and the finest possible expression of freedom on the great day, July 4th, Independence Day. Do just that loudly and proudly, my fellow Americans, and do it all year. So now comes elections 2014. What we decide, how we vote, will determine what we will have as a people. For those we elect will determine our freedoms or see to the control and perhaps gradual elimination of some or even all of those precious freedoms. As revolutionary Americans, we should make certain that our leaders are like our forefathers, determined to protect the freedoms of this great country and all of us with all of their might. That's what they were elected for. They represent us in that fashion and for those purposes. Think long and hard about the governments you will elect and the people who will run them. Think long and hard before you vote for those who will champion governments fundamentally different from those of our forefathers. Governments with the wrong leaders can extinguish freedoms, introduce controls, imbalance the republic, which formed the foundation of our great country, and fundamentally change our way of life. Don't let that happen. Vote the right way. And may we have the courage and wisdom of those who died for freedom in our behalf to do the right things in November. I say with all of my heart on July 4th, and in fact all other days of the year, God bless America. And God bless you, my fellow American. God bless you.